Joining us now is our Jonathan McLean. That's Jonathan with an H. Jonathan, last week when President Bush appeared, did you just thank me for telling everyone there's an H in your name?
I did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
When you Google me, make sure you get that.
Last week when our president appeared on the NBC game show Deal or No Deal, you had this to say.
I thought he came off really good last night. I thought he came off great, actually. I give him a solid B+.
Huh.
He looked good. He looked great in HD. Of course, he was next to Howie Mandel. But he was on and off in like 20 seconds. And that obeys one of the fundamental rules of entertainment. Leave him wanting more.
Mm-hmm. B+.
I did say that. I did. Yeah, I gave him a B+. I said all that. That was my voice talking. And the only reason he didn't get an A was because I thought his tie clashed a little with his flag pin. But
Okay. Well, Jonathan, fresh off the wires, the President Bush episode of Deal or No Deal tied the show's worst ever performance with ratings down 27% from its season average.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Boy, that guy is just box office poison. That's terrible.
What do you redeem yourself? What do you have for us today?
I'll try and move on. Okay, I can, because we'll go from one NBC to another. In the case of Senator John McCain, NBC stands for Natural Born Citizen.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
You didn't hear about this?
Mm-mm.
Congress, Congress has a fairly interesting bill in front of them just at the moment. Here's law professor Jonathan Turley of George Washington University.
What they're attempting to do is to pass a bill that effectively proclaims John McCain to be a natural-born citizen.
What?
An NBC, yep.
Well, why?
Because John McCain, as it turns out, was born on a military base in the Panama Canal Zone, which, of course, is not technically a part of this country, and therefore, John McCain may not be constitutionally eligible to run for president of the United States. Oops.
Wait, so Congress can just decide to say that John McCain is a citizen and that's that? He's good to go? All set?
Well, I mean, they can decide to say that cod liver oil tastes like peach cobbler, Georgia, but don't make it so. Jonathan Turley again.
The question is what the framers meant when they referred to a natural-born citizen. It really doesn't matter what Congress thinks it means. Congress can pass any resolution it wants. It just would be meaningless.
Wow.
Wow.
How do you think Congress would feel if they knew that a college law professor was running around calling them meaningless? That's terrible.
That is. We better call in Scalia and have him go all original on.
Nice.
But at the end of the day, no one's actually legitimately doubting McCain's right to hold office, right? I mean, it's a constitutional debate that's largely academic, no?
It is. That is absolutely right. But I'm concerned, deeply concerned, about the precedent that the whole John McCain is a naturalized citizen act could set.
Yeah, like it's a little small board of focus on just one person?
Absolutely it is. It's ridiculous. Like today, Obama is planning to introduce Bill 847J, which reads Hillary Clinton is making the whole nomination process harder than it has to be, and she's a total jerk face.
I think his wife helped him write that one.
Well, how about this one? How about this one from yesterday? It reads, resolved. The amount of time a certain congressman from Pennsylvania has spent looking at Miley Cyrus photos online is creepy, and he should really stop forwarding the links.
Thank God that was resolved.
Seriously, that should be resolved. And well, how about this one? This is one I can really get behind, actually. It reads, resolved. Jonathan McLean can no longer be criticized for grade inflation on the President Bush thing on Deal or No Deal. I mean, seriously, who knew approval ratings transferred from to primetime game shows? That's just ridiculous. So, Faith, my question is, can I get your support on that vote?
You've always got my vote, McLean. Thank you.
Thank you.